to the Kids in 5, 6, 7th podcast.
Welcome to the Village Kids and 5-6 Advent podcast, where we're going to be talking today about giving that God loves. I have a special guest with me today, and so I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Special guest, what's your first name and what grade are you in?
My name is Colton, and I'm in first grade.
And what's your favorite thing about first grade?
Math.
Math? Math is not my favorite, so I like it when it is people's favorite because I need you in the world to do all the math for me. So that's pretty fun. Now, I have a couple questions for you, Colton. What are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
Celebrating Jesus' birthday.
Oh, I know. Do you like to celebrate birthdays in general? Do you like your own birthday?
Yeah.
I do too. I like to celebrate. So then when we get to celebrate Jesus' birthday, like what is something about celebrating his birthday you look forward to? Like what do you do at Christmas time?
We usually look at people's houses and we sing songs.
Mm-hmm. Like you look at the lights that are on people's houses?
And we ring the bells.
Ooh.
How do you ring the bells for my?
Oh, that's exciting. That's very fun.
Grandma Wendy doesn't ring the bells down.
She doesn't ring the bells?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet if she did, she'd be a good bell ringer. Yeah. Okay. So what is a favorite gift that you've gotten in the past?
I did get a Nintendo Switch, but I lost it, but I want to do a different one.
Okay.
Just like 2 weeks ago, I got a new phone because my other phone was iPhone S and it broke.
Mm.
And so now I just got iPhone 14.
Okay. So that's a gift you've gotten, right? That you're like, well, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And what is a gift that you've given to someone that you were like, ooh, I'm so excited to give this gift to someone?
My grandma who died from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she got sick. And then I gave her like a mouse because one day I saw a mouse come by her stone and I knew that she was giving me a sign that she was here with me.
Okay, so then you gave her a mouse?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like mice?
I mean, we have to feed my snake mice.
That's kind of violent. But yes, so mice, they have a couple different roles in your life is what I'm hearing. They're snake food and they've reminded you about your grandma who passed away. And so I have a question for you that was a great gift.
I mean, it wasn't actually, I didn't see a mice.
Reminds you of her.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could give a gift to all of the world, what would you give them? Like you get one thing and you're going to give it to every person in the whole world. What would you give them?
Probably a hug from Jesus.
Oh my goodness, no one has said that answer yet. And so a hug from Jesus, how do you think that would make them feel? Like if you got a hug from Jesus, how would that make you feel?
Very excited.
Very excited, yeah. Probably make you feel like safe and like loved, right? Like a lot of good things all at one time. Hugs are great, and especially when people who love us give them to us, they can really like just make us settle down and feel so loved. So we're going to be talking today about giving that God loves. And so as we kind of jump into the topic, I have a question for you. I'm going to open us in prayer and then we'll get to the question. God of amazing gifts, we know that everything we have is a gift from you. And so as we look at some of these things, we pray that you would give us the knowledge to make us more ready to give to other people. God, I pray just as Colton talked about the gift that he's given, I pray that you give us wisdom and just a lot of love as we think about what that looks like. I pray this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So Colton, which of the following would you find easiest to give away to someone else? And what would feel hardest? I'm going to read a list. Okay. A huge chocolate bar, a month's pocket money, a month's salary, a trip away that you'd been looking forward to, or an old toy. All right, so Colton, what would be the easiest to give to someone else?
A chocolate bar.
Okay. And what would be the hardest to give to someone else?
Probably a vacation.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that one, right?
Because I've been wanting to go to Mexico for a long time. I wanted to go to California because my aunt lives up there.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the best people are born in California, so it's a good place to visit for sure.
But my aunt wasn't born in California.
I was, though, so that's why I said that. And so, yeah, like a chocolate bar is very different to give away than an entire vacation that you've been looking forward to, right?
Yep.
And so sometimes like those, the value of something or like what your heart longs for or like an experience versus a thing, sometimes that kind of impacts what we have to give away. So we're going to read some verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. At this point in his letter, Paul is writing about giving generously to people who are in need. Colton is going to read the entire passage for us. All right, go ahead.
2 Corinthians 7 through 11. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not to react to the all under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work, as it written, he distributed freely. He has given to the poor, his richness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your richness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which dot us will product thanksgiving to God.
Thank you. That was great. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. All right, so let's pick that apart and talk about that. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. All right, Colton, which of these following two options is true? God wants people to feel happy about giving to others, or God wants people to feel grumpy about giving to others?
Happy.
Happy, right? So then he goes on to explain some truths that help us to be cheerful givers. He said, he's able to bless you abundantly so that in all things and at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And so let's talk through this. What are the phrases in verse 8 that tell us about God? That he can give us what we need whenever we need it and even more than we need. Who is it that makes sure that we have everything that we need?
God.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He's like, he's going to give you, Colton, he's going to give you everything you need. So who is it that can give us more than we even need?
God.
Yeah, same answer, right? He's going to give us everything and he can give us even more than we need. God is able to give us everything we need and more. Why can knowing that make us a cheerful, generous giver?
Because God is always with us.
Because God is always with us. So what does that mean? Like, why can we give things to people? Like, I've had this candy bar this vacation and I was going to give it away to someone. Why could I do that? What do I know about God?
He knows the right thing and you don't.
That is definitely part of it. He is the one who gives us the wisdom, right? He knows what the right things are. And we can definitely give things away because we're like, wait, you're the person who gave it to me in the first place. You're going to give me what I need, and you can even give me more than I need. And so if I'm going to give things away, it's because you, and in a cheerful and in a generous way, I'm trusting that God is going to be there to meet my needs as I give things away to other people. So let's look at that verse again, along with another one. Listen carefully for the phrase, so that, which appears twice. God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, you will abound in every good work. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. And so, Colton, I have a question for you. How would Paul complete this sentence? God is generous to us so that we can keep being blank to other people.
So we can grow and be bigger.
We could grow and be bigger, and we could probably be more generous too, right? Like, he's being generous to us, so then we can be generous to other people. If someone is giving you 1,000 candy bars, that means that you probably have some to spare, right? And you're trusting that that's going to come and he's going to continue to supply what you need. And we could also debate if candy bars are even a need in the first place. But God's children don't hold things back for ourselves. We know that God can give us what we need, and we know that God can give us even more than what we need. This means we can give generously to others, and when we do, God gives us everything we need to keep giving, because God loves cheerful givers. All right, I have a question for you, Colton. Think about your money, your home, and your time. When do you find it hardest to be generous with those things?
When you don't really want to give it away because you really loved it and you don't want it to go away and want it to miss you.
Right. You want to be able to have it for yourself too, right? It'd be different if you had like 2 vacations and then you could give one away because you'd still have one for yourself. But you're right. It's really hard when you're like, ooh, to give it away means I won't have it for myself. What truth about God can help you in those moments when you're like, oh, maybe I need to share my toy. Maybe I need to share some of my candy. Maybe I need to share some of my clothes with someone else. What truth about who God is can help you in that moment to be a generous giver?
To remember that God is always with you. So every time he would pop up in your head and tell you that he could give you that, it would be a good time to give somebody what he wants.
Mm-hmm. So he can prompt you, right? He's like, no, I'm the generous giver, and I'm going to prompt you, like you said, by popping up in your head. I like that, right? To be able to give to other people. And I think for me, a lot of times I'm like, okay, well, the Lord gave this to me in the first place, and so it's not really mine. I'm just kind of like taking care of it. And so if someone else needs what I have, it's kind of like my joy to go and give that to them because I'm able to meet their need with what he's already given to me. So Colton, thanks so much for helping us just think today through what it looks like to be a gift giver, right? To be generous, to know that we're generous because the Lord is the one who has our back. Like you said, he's with us. He's going to give us what we need. I was wondering, can you close us in prayer today just that we'd be able to understand these truths in our heart and that we would be generous givers this holiday season?
Dear God, we thank you for everybody who came today to be here, for learning about you. And we thank you for the way how Thanksgiving was. And we thank you for winter and Christmas and the lovely Father. Amen.
Amen. All right. Can you close out today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas, Colton?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right. Merry Christmas, everyone. We are counting down the days of Christmas. We are so close. Thank you for joining us again today on the podcast, and we hope to be with you tomorrow on Christmas Eve. We'll see you then.